All right, this will be the In Touch show, and it comes on the count in 3, 2, 1. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the In Touch show on WCCI. In Touch is heard Monday through Friday at 11:40 a.m., and we're joined again via the telephone by David Mizajewski, a naturalist with the National Wildlife Federation. And David has been making the rounds because a big event is planned coming up for tomorrow. And, David, we'll let you talk about that, the Great American Backyard Campout. That sounds like a really fun event and something that's going to be beneficial for a lot of people around the country. David, as always, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. And you're absolutely right. The Great American Backyard Campout is tomorrow, Saturday, the 25th, and it's all about helping families get back outside, reconnect with nature, and just, you know, sort of have some of that good old-fashioned family fun. The National Wildlife Federation has been hosting this event for the last, well, this is actually our seventh year doing it. And the reason we created it was that, you know, there's this really alarming trend of Americans, and kids in particular, spending more and more time inside, sedentary, and not really getting outside and enjoying the benefits of nature. You know, American kids spend almost 8 hours a day indoors in front of electronic screens, so watching TV, playing video games, on the computer, text messaging, playing on Facebook, all of that stuff. And they only spend a few minutes a day outside. And we're seeing negative health consequences of that indoor lifestyle. Childhood obesity rates are through the roof. Childhood diabetes, attention deficit issues. I mean, we've all heard of these problems. And all the research shows that getting outside, whether it's with your family or whether it's just sort of unstructured outdoor play, is a great antidote for all of these problems. Kids that go outside are less likely to be obese. They're more physically fit. They have better immune systems. They are less likely to be vitamin D deficient, less likely to be nearsighted. They tend to be more creative, because they actually have to go out and be inventive and come up with games and use their imagination. And so the list goes on and on of all the great benefits. And that's why, again, the National Wildlife Federation actually has a whole host of programs and events designed to help get people back outside and to help connect them with nature, because it's just the right thing to do.
And, David, I would liken it to that first step. Once you make that step and kind of jump headfirst back into nature, nature kind of sells itself.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is that if your family is an indoor family and maybe has a slight addiction to its electronics and things like that, it might be a little bit difficult to convince them that this is a fun thing to do. But I guarantee you, once you get the family outside and once you set up the tent and once you start making s'mores and, you know, doing fun games that you can only do outside, once you start hearing really interesting noises, you know, crickets, and you might even get lucky and hear something like an owl or a coyote howl in the distance, it's gonna pique your family's interest, and they're going to get into it a little bit more. And again, what we've seen is that people that have participated in past years have really gotten into it so much that a lot of people have just made it a family tradition. We do this every year at the end of June after school gets out, and, you know, we designate a Saturday, and again, it's this Saturday, the 25th, and you know, people can camp out in their backyard. They can go to a local campsite. They can go out into the wilderness. You know, we don't care as long as people are getting outside. The reason we call it the Great American Backyard Campout is that we know a lot of families have never been camping before, and we know also that the economy is still not fully recovered and families still are watching their budgets, and a lot of families are not going on faraway vacations. So we wanted to make the point that you don't have to go far away. You don't have to spend a lot of money. Nature literally is right outside your door, even if you live in the city. So, you know, camping out in your backyard counts, and it's a really great way, again, to kind of connect with nature, create a new family tradition, and just have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, David, one thing I kind of want to ask is, you know, we here are in a rural area, and we have a lot of opportunities. What are some of the unique ways that in the city, you know, people have participated? Because sometimes the space and urban sprawl are a little bit of a problem, but how do they counteract that?
Well, you know, again, even if you only have a tiny space, you know, a small urban backyard, you could still pitch a tent out there, throw some sleeping bags out there, and, you know, and so it doesn't really have to be a challenge. If you live in an apartment building or you don't have your own outdoor space, one of the great things about the Great American Backyard Campout is that we've actually got a few different options or a few different ways that people can participate. Again, you can camp right in your own yard by yourself, but you can also be part of a group camp out. And we actually have lots of various groups all around the country that are hosting group campouts. And these are taking place at local parks, local campsites. We have church groups participating, scout groups participating, garden clubs participating. So, you know, I should give the website out. It's nwf.org/campout. And when you go there, you can look in your area and see if there are any group campouts that are already going on. And so, you know, if you live in an urban area, you don't have space to camp out on your own, and maybe, again, you've never camped before and you're a little bit intimidated by just doing it out, you know, doing it all from scratch, and you want to hook up with a group of people who, you know, maybe can help you out a little bit and also just add that social element to it, you can find out how to do that on the website.
And, David, I'm guessing this is a national event that happens once a year, but the focus is still on getting kids outside 365 days a year.
Absolutely, yeah. And so if folks feel like they don't have enough time to coordinate and pull together to participate, you know, this Saturday, which we would love for people to do because we really are trying to get as many people as possible on Saturday to camp out and to register on our website to let us know that you're joining this movement of people that have made it a priority to reverse these negative trends of indoor kid lifestyles. But, you know, if you can't do it this weekend, absolutely. The beauty of the idea of this camp out is that you can do it any time of the year. You can do it the weekend after. You can do it, you know, later in the summer. You can do it in the fall, the winter, or the spring. It doesn't really matter. The main point is that you're making the commitment to get you and your family back outside to get all the great benefits, you know, health benefits and otherwise that come with just sort of turning off the TV, silencing the cell phone, even if it's just for one night. Get outside, you know, enjoy nature, and have a good time.
And, David, I know you've been busy the last couple of weeks promoting this. I feel kind of honored you're on the show today, and recently you were on the Today Show, one of your many stops to promote nature and the enjoyment of the outdoors.
That's right, yeah. I did a segment on the Today Show yesterday, and I brought on a whole bunch of really cool wildlife that you might actually see or encounter while you're camping out, and, you know, give some messages on what to do, what not to do. You know, don't feed wildlife, don't try to make them pets, don't try to touch them, but sit back and enjoy. And if you're lucky enough to spot a wild animal where you're camping, that's like such a great gift. So, you know, you should appreciate it. You don't really have to be afraid. And if folks want to see that, I believe the clip is up on the Today Show website. If you just look up Today Show and probably Great American Backyard Campout, and you'll probably be able to find that video clip pretty easily. It's me with Kathy Lee and Hoda and a bunch of animals. It's pretty fun.
Well, David, it's always a pleasure. We really enjoy speaking with you, and you bring a lot of great information to the table. And we wish you the best on this campaign and anything else that pops up. And, again, we'd invite you to come back at any point in the future and join us. We always enjoy our visits together.
Well, excellent. I will definitely take you up on that offer.
Well, thank you, David, and enjoy the weekend. And let's hope a lot of people get out there and enjoy nature this weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks.